Now, part two of our beef-focused interview with U.S. Senator Mike Rounds. Now, this one comes off Facebook out of Yuma, Colorado. Ever been there?
Never have been.
Sarah asks, Senator, could you help us understand the carbon credit selling thingy, she says.
Well, the idea behind it is that if you're going to try to reduce the amount of carbon going into the atmosphere, which has to do with climate change, then the question is how do you go about paying for it? Because there's a cost involved if you're going to move away from traditional activities where carbon does go into the atmosphere, and which businesses that are out there would actually help to pay for it by getting credit for reducing their carbon footprint. A long way around it you do some of it by tax incentives and so forth at the federal level, which takes away from the tax base, but also if your business is expected to stay in business under some administrations, they want to know what you're doing to reduce your carbon footprint. And if you can have a carbon credit delivered to you, or you buy it from somebody else who's actually done something good to reduce the amount of carbon coming in, then you can get credit for somebody else doing something that would reduce the amount of carbon going into the atmosphere. Long way around on it, it's trying to say some people are going to be able to have more of an impact on the environment than others. But if your business is one that relies on any kind of a tax plan, at some stage of the game, maybe you can make a deal with other businesses that are trying to sell those credits because they don't need them.
Wow, that's interesting.
I guess just in a short period of time, I guess that's the closest thing I can do to explain it.
Interesting concept. Now, this one comes from your home state of South Dakota. Matt from DeSchmidt texted, what steps can Congress take to combat organizations that use bird flu and climate change to advance vegan and animal rights agendas? Good question.
Yeah, really a good question. First part on it is you know what? We produce the best food in the world. It's been there for thousands of years. We know that protein is important in the diet right now. And even though there's always going to be folks on the outside that have decided that they can find a way to produce some sort of a protein scheme using less carbon or putting less carbon into the atmosphere, bottom line is it's never going to replace real beef or for that matter, pork. So for these guys out there, I think the first thing you want to talk about is making sure that at the federal level, bureaucrats aren't making rules and laws or interpreting laws in such a fashion that it makes the average producer at a disadvantage with a laboratory. Just as an example, if your beef is going into the school lunch program, the last thing in the world we need is to have fake meat being directed to be put into the school lunch program in lieu of beef or pork. Those are the types of things you can do. You just don't want bureaucrats making these decisions for the American public. And one thing that we try to do is to make sure that they're following the laws that are on the books and that their interpretations aren't some wacko approach that does not take into account the fact that we've got traditions and values out here that we want to maintain.